difference between the House and the Senate, and I guess I'm not terribly sure of the wisest approach. There's been a lot of discussion about planning and programming and how it relates to design and construction and so on. And I pointed out in my earlier remarks that planning and programming had started in 77 with some 25 employees, and this year it shows that 70 of them, as a matter of fact. Last year, or in fiscal year 81, the number of positions had been 147. We had a lot of discussion about this and a great deal of difficulty in really determining just what the appropriate level would be. The House went ahead and funded the total budget, but premiumized it in the sense that they are for 85% funding of the total. I took quite a different position to say fund only those 147 positions, put that into one category. It's obviously those positions are spread around different regions, and then come back next year with a really good tight budget so that we can take a good look at that. But what we were saying basically in that approach is that there are too many positions, it's not well-defined enough, and it needs a very serious look taken at it. We did put in the area quite an extensive amount of legislative intent and what we're looking for, and you might want to take a look at that, and it's in this extra sheet. It's a complex. I totally fouled it up in, you know, I don't know if there's anything more to add on it. And it's the approach that you want to send a very clear message that what we want from planning and programming is program statements or program budget, much the same as DNR would do, so you could see what people are doing, what their, the total relationship of that particular section to design and construction and the rest of it. And it's how do you get from here to there? And that's why I wanted to bring it before you and with your wisdom and background, perhaps help determine the appropriate way to go. Jay, I wonder if
Senator you Dacre?
Add anything to that.
Mr. Chairman, that's...
You're what is it, about 70 positions you're not putting in?
Yeah.
And the House put the 70 in and you didn't?
And they put it in, but freemanized it in the sense that you would short fund to get them to come back with all of that information at the beginning or say mid session so that you could, if you're satisfied with it, so that you could go ahead and fund the balance if it was justified.
Senator Dacre.
I want to make a statement on freemanizing. You know, I think that's something that worked one time. I think maybe it got something, but it seems to me, and I could be wrong, this freemanizing and handing people a shard of money that you know they can operate on is inviting them to come back with supplementals. And, you know, we're trying to discourage supplementals on one side, and then we're telling them, we know you can't operate. You come back with whatever you think you need to operate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for sure that once, I think it worked once, but I'm not sure now it's just becoming a method in which you say, well, sure, they don't give us enough money, but they intend for us to come back with whatever we need. I'm not for sure that freemanizing is a great idea. I kind of like your approach to it, Senator Sturgeon.
I think that Senator Dankwitz has a point, and only to elaborate on what he's saying is, I think if, in fact, you're going to threaten somebody, and that's basically what freemanizing is, there has to be a point in time when, in fact, you're going to take action. And I really know of no time that any action was ever taken. It's always been an ultimate cave-in and a supplemental appropriation, regardless of the quantity or quality that's prevailed.
Mr. Chairman, what I'm proposing, and I suspect it's somewhat inconsistent in my earlier support of a number of new positions, because what we're really saying is we want to cut 70 positions. I would suggest what we might consider doing is to approve what I have here, bring the commissioner in along with the issue that Senator Ferguson and others have raised, and we want to talk about the reorganization, and allow for some specific comment on this and what their plans are in the area of planning and programming. I think there's a lot of concern about that area, and you don't want to cripple an agency, but we've had tremendous number of CI positions moved over, and it becomes extremely hard to justify or to really evaluate it. Last year, there had been intent put in by this body to get a program budget for planning and programming. It was not done. So it's very arbitrary, in a sense, to come in and say you should do this or that.
Senator Sackett.
Artis, how many positions did you say you cut?
70. And of those...
I'm missing 8.
Are you?
If you look at the position count, that may be incorrect. At the bottom, you have 209 with the budget amendment. You have another 1. With 147 after that, that would be 63. If you don't count the budget amendment, it would be 62 that you cut.
Jay,
I think maybe it might be the
part times included
part
in
times
that?
In there.
No, I haven't included just the full time position.
Oh, part time right there.
That's getting close. We're only 2 off now.
Right. Then, in preparing the budget, I picked up the 3 member telecommunications plan,
right,
which actually should come out of there, reducing the overall budget by $175,000.
So that's reflected in our latest figures?
No.
Oh, it isn't.
I can give you those
figures. Okay. I have one question to Arliss. Arliss, in all of these CIP position transfers that you have, and what's the total now? Is it about 50 or 60 million?
It's 40
or
45, wasn't it?
$45 million.
$45.
When you were researching this, were you satisfied with the amount of dollar figures that they used for support of all these different personnel? Did you have a historical? Did you have historical data to go on to indicate, to show, for example, if there was a person that X number of dollars went to travel, X number of support figures in contractual commodities?
Mr. Chairman, very
frankly,
we do not have that. That's the whole thing. This is merely the first step. All you have is the personal services portion. You do not have contractual, you do not have commodities, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but the department should have them because they've been charging it against different programs. They've been charging something against different programs based upon what these people theoretically needed for support costs.
Ms. Chairman, again, to get back to the whole question of the audit, it pointed out, and it's driven everybody crazy, 0 to 41% overhead charges. And the whole thing, it's archaic, and it's not there.
Mr. Chairman, I see a real problem developing for next year, because what we're going to have next year in the FY82 authorized figures, a base that's going to be used by the department and by the governor and by the legislature now, by which to build upon for maintenance and continuation. And that base is where all the dollar figures may be off. And I don't know if you plan to do this during the interim or not, but if someone should do it, is to investigate that base very because no matter how little you add on, it's that base figure that may be off by a tremendous amount. And just knowing departments from past experience, they have a tendency to really cushion a lot of costs into those, quote, 200s through 500.
Mr. Chairman?
Jay, go ahead.
Chairman, one thing that we would want to make sure to address Senator Sackett's question is extremely valid, and that is that these positions that have been brought out of the cold, like spies, into the budget should be kept in the separate units they're now contained in. That way they are clearly identifiable for all time. If they're allowed to be merged in the budget structure into everything else, then exactly what Senator Sackett is concerned about would happen. But it's our intention in presenting the budget this way that they will keep these CIP program units as separate, easily identifiable units.
This is your plan, then, Arliss, for the next year
Mr. Chairman,
go into that portion?
Yeah. The point is that those positions are there. They exist. We can give you the number that are filled and unfilled. But you've no way to make the kind of qualitative judgment that Senator Sackett is raising. He's right on. Yes. That would be the, and then the intent language is in there that you'd have that total information.
During the interim, this will be monitored and followed through on?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, if you're interested, I could give you the corrected figures for page 111, which is where all the Senate numbers show up. Excuse me, 211.
Okay, please do, starting with line which?
Yes. Page 211, the personal services figure would be $6,355.4.
Say that one more time. $6 million?
$6,355.4.
Mm-hmm.
The travel would be $128.0. The contractual would be $840.1. The commodities would be $51.7. And the total then would be $7,375.2. Both for the total and for the general fund. The number of positions would be 144. And the number of man hours would be 1,078.
I have a couple of questions to ask. With the position cuts, you make reference to having in kind of a time frame are you looking at?
Well, I think we need to get the commissioner here to say, I think the basic questions are that need to be asked. Is there a specific plan of reorganization? Number one, does it change the budget substantially that we have? And should we be making budget amendments on the basis of that? This is really what we're getting as far as what we kind of read in the paper. We've not had any presentation made about changes. The second legitimate question raised by Senator Ferguson and perhaps others would be, if you are, in fact, reorganizing, what impact is that going to have on level of service and so on? Now, I am suggesting to you that since we have two quite different approaches, the Freemanizing and the definite cut in positions allowed to go into the planning and programming budget, that we also add that third item of a presentation if the commission wishes to on what impact that would have and what can we expect next year? What would the impact of this be this year?
Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that this is not the first example we've had of a fairly blatant disregard for legislative intent. And I guess I may be in the minority here, but it seems to me like the short funding approach is much more practical to get the department's attention because we've realistically said we're going to fund you at an 85% level and then we're going to go back in and review your budget next year, and if you've complied with legislative intent, we'll give you the rest of your funding. And it seems to me like we contrast that with getting some promises that they will do it. They've already disregarded what they were told to do last year. And I personally like the short funding concept because I think we'll just, our approach is either you comply or you don't get the rest of that funding. And we'll review that next year and take a look at where we're at so we know realistically whether you've made any effort to come within the intent of the legislature.
Senator Ferguson.
In that respect, though, I've never seen the legislature turn down a program once you get it started and get it three-quarters of the way through and not come back and fund it for.
But what we're really talking about, Mr. Chairman, at this point is, are they complying with legislative intent? If they come back in and show they are, then fine. But it seems to me like it's much more realistic than to come out of positions knowing full well that they're going to be able to come back in and justify those positions and promise what they will do. I see a separate issue here when it's a question of legislative intent.
Moving right along.
Chairman, I move that our approach be to short fund the department at an 85%, or this division at an 85% level.
Motion before the committee to short fund the department at 85% of the fiscal budget figure. All those in favor? Dale?
Those are the total items that were kept out. I think we've addressed everything unless there were any additions or over the balance. Yes. Mr. Chairman, if there's nothing further, I would ask that I'll schedule a time with you that the commissioner come with a report on proposed reorganization, also to speak to this issue that's just been discussed.
I'd like to make it as soon as possible, Senator Sturgeliski, if you could get back and let us know. Okay. This afternoon at 1:40, we'll start on the health budget. Senator Sackett.
Either the health or social services, whichever.
That's your pleasure. Does anyone have anything at this time, Senator Sackett?
Just timetable-wise, do you know when we might begin taking testimony on
NIRMAC? Hopefully first part of next week.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, what do you anticipate having this bill session? Will that be Saturday?
It hasn't been determined yet, probably.
Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate knowing on that as soon as possible. I have a meeting in Anchorage. If there's a bill session, I want to be here. And so I'd appreciate knowing whether we will meet on Saturday.
One of the things I might ask the various senators to do is between now and Monday, spend some time going over NIRMAC budget and be prepared to either move right through it or to interrupt at the various pages and make your motions and your amendments. I would hope you take the time and study it over between now and then so that we don't sit here for several days in a study session.
Mr. Chairman, could we request, however, that we have a relatively brief but succinct overview of what the department is trying to accomplish? And I find that helpful.
That will be provided, yes.
I don't have it.
Anything else this morning? And if not, we'll just recess and we'll reconvene at 1:40 this afternoon. Allowing those members to make one thing from Senator Sackett.
Real quick. Yesterday when I was making the motion with regard to development, it's my fault and I apologize, but there was a request that was behind another staple thing that shouldn't have been there, and I didn't see it. What I'd like to do is to take out one of my requests and replace it with another one. I made a motion, and it was accepted to include in the Tanana Chiefs Conference request on agriculture $160,000 for agriculture. I'd like to take that out, and with your indulgence, add another $20,000 for the Upper Tanana Development Corporation grant. It's a planning grant for that region for $180,000 instead.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. Chairman, just one. Is this the same Senator Sackett as a bill that we have before us?
No.
This is a different, not the economic study being done by the, we had that before CRA. I thought it was a similar thing for a number of the villages up there.
Not anything that I introduced.
No,
it
well,
might be
been,
for, oh, I think I know what you're talking about. That's for Copper River.
No.
No?
No,
no I haven't okay. introduced anything.
I'll take a look at that.
Okay. Hearing no, Senator, hearing no objection for the motion, I will include it in the budget. Remove the one, insert the other.
If it is just for this one, what I'll do is I can withdraw that bill.
Senator Eliason?
Chairman, we discussed the scheduling.
We discussed which?
Bills and the budget. I'm going to be leaving here this weekend, and I would like some advice and or some information what we're going to do, say, Saturday morning or Friday, or we have any bills coming up between now and Friday?
I don't have any bills scheduled at this juncture. What we're trying to do is close the budget out as fast as we can get it closed out.
Bill in this committee, and I'd like to see it brought before the committee so we can either vote her up or down.
Which bill are you referring to?
PAC bill. We're getting into fishing season, and we either should let those people know they're going to be these funds are going to be available or say no, so they can provide other sources of funding. If mm-hmm. And I'm very dismayed. I've been getting a lot of calls. There's a lot of interest in the bill. And there's been a lot of work done on it. And I'd like to see it scheduled before I leave. And I'm leaving Saturday.
What time Saturday are you leaving?
I really want to leave Friday night. But I'll stay till Saturday meeting, but I'm really in a crunch.
Okay.
And, if there's something done before then, it won't be till next week. And that's, you know.
Okay.
Very late now.
We'll take that under advisement. We'll get back to you later today. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, see you at 1:40 this afternoon. Thank you.
But it doesn't work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, that's a little better. At least you can hear.
And let's go on with the show.
Johnny, all right. Johnny's show today, huh?
Well,
we'll get Fergie here.
Shall we use strategy 1 or 2 on him?
Can you use it?
2 or 1.
We want to move around.
Somebody give me the hard questions. Let's accept the budget.
We will make a motion to it.
Yeah, well, I so move.
Meeting will come to order. We'll take up Social Services, Senator Sackett. Let her roll.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, just a very quick overview, then I'll go into the specific BRUs. Slow me down if I'm going too fast. This is my 13th year at a subcommittee on Social Services. The governor requested $217,409,800. There was a budget amendment of $190,000.9. I'm recommending to you a budget of $211,239.4, a decrease of $3,112.1. That amount, $2,952.0 is in general fund, and you have a pass out on that that shows the areas that I'm recommending a decrease and also some areas where I'm recommending an increase. There are two BRUs, which when we come to them, I'm going to ask for the full committee's numbers. One of them has to do with shelters for women, and I didn't have the necessary documentation. I had to make a decision, so that'll be a decision for the whole committee. You'll note in the positions approved, that I approved the subcommittee, the two largest ones are in Pioneer's Home, which is for Anchorage and for Ketchikan, and an eligibility determination, and that determination had been made prior to the time that we got here to Juneau, and you'll recall that most of that is for food stamps. All of the 14, 15, 16, 17 others are small, minor additions. You may have questions on the CEO, which that is a transfer from federal funds over to general fund, and we'll get that back in department.
Mr. Chairman, would you, Senator Sackett, repeat what you just said about a transfer? I missed that. Of what?
Okay, on CEDA, you'll note in the position count, there are eight positions. When we get back to the Department of Labor portion of Social Services, that has been federal funds. I'm recommending general funds, but it's something we can think about that one.
Okay,
first one is longevity bonus.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Senator Sackett, just before you start, we had some discussions, or kind of ongoing discussions with some people in the administration regarding the possibility, and I've presented a recommendation to the full committee, about establishing positions in the budget so everybody would have a maximum and we could cut down on the number of, say, moving funds by RP and so on. But the case that was cited that was difficult was this food stamp situation. In other words, they had a crisis and they needed to add people. Do you think that's a valid reason for keeping us from going into a position control? Why?
Because I think they can wait till we get here. We're here for 6 months. We're gone for about 5 months, and then halfway in between here and during that time. And there's never a time that you can't either approve a budget totally or approve a supplemental.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. That's my feeling, too.
Okay, longevity bonus. The figures are consistent with the $200 per year this year. Recommended the governor's figure of $21,199.2. Pioneer Homes. First one, page 7, Sitka. Recommend the governor's figure. There's a 6% vacancy turnover figure plugged in here, and we just couldn't take any more. Page 9, Fairbanks. Recommend taking out the groundsman, which is just a part-time thing, and that is the only deletion. All the figures would be consistent with the government's recommendations. One thing I might add as we go through this budget, you'll find that a lot of the places we've taken the governor's figure, and for a specific reason. This is the first year in Health and Social Services where we do not have a supplemental. And you'll recall in previous years we've had numerous supplementals, and I think that a lot of the credit goes probably to Marcia for this job, but she really keeps the thing tight. And I might note also that Jerry Chills, who works for us here,
is works closely with them. So I feel very, very comfortable for the first time regarding their budget. Page 11, $2,604.6 recommend the governor's figure. That has a vacancy factor of 5%.
Pardon me, Senator Sackett, maybe just a brief statement about, did you have any coordination with the House on this budget?
I met with Representative Cotton for 4.5 hours at one point in time. It was the second time that he had gone through it, and at that point in time, he was not ready to close it. And I haven't met with him since.
So you don't know whether your figures match theirs or not?
No, but I think they're going to be very, very close.
All right. I'm going to ask to hold open, just for the sake, we'll come back since Senator Bennett's not here, the Pioneer Homes, Fairbanks, and then we'll come back.
Mr. Chairman, just one question. Senator Sackett, you mentioned two different vacancies factors now, and did you go through and evaluate kind of place by place as to what an appropriate one was? You did
that
not use
the
standard form?
That is the only method that I've ever been able to do on vacancy.
I think it's
And I've
it's
gone
excellent.
From zero up to Good. 11 at times.
Okay.
Based upon the historical trend that particular division might have, and based upon the number of people within that BRU.
Okay.
If you have only four people, you can't take
a vacancy standard.
For sure.
Thank you.
Page 13, recommend the governor's figure in Cotsview. Page 15, recommend the governor's. We deleted, I have nine positions. Yeah, we deleted nine positions as they were only for a month and a half each. And for a month and a half, when it comes down to something like this where you're in a startup situation, a month and a half funding doesn't make any difference at all. Okay, page 17. The reduction we have here is in commodities, and again, it was reduced only $6,000 because the actual in fiscal year 81 was $600. And they've combined here prescription drugs with... let's see, reduced... what is it? Five, yeah. There's a combination there with prescription drugs and their ongoing commodities, right?
Yes, Senator Sackett, what happened is in 81, they had put in $100,000 for prescription drugs that they were going to receive program receipts when they sold the drugs. And the additional, if you look over in 81 on line 4, FY81, you'll see 100.6. Well, 600 was for commodity purchases, 100,000 was for drugs. So I did the same thing this year. I came in and they added 5,000 for the new Pioneer's Homes, 105,000 for commodities for drugs, and the rest, 2.7, would be then for commodity purchases. That's what they would have this year.
Okay.
That's a reduction of
$6,000. Okay, let her go.
Okay, page 19, Ketchikan. And again, here's an addition for a large number because they're coming on board. Have no comparison to past year. It's half year budgeted. And however, there are four full-time yearly salaries. They're the first four that you find up there, and those are needed. Recommend the governor's figure there. A lot of people. The next page would be page 25. We went into quite a bit of detail here because you'll recall the last 3 years AFDC has been under budgeted by quite a substantial amount. You had the pipeline people coming in, and after the pipeline was over, they had a tremendous increase and you couldn't figure out why. This year though, it's my belief that the figures are good and there is no supplemental for this year. Although the caseload was underestimated in their backup material, it washed against their 14% inflation figure that they recommended. So I still recommend the governor's figure of $44 million. The only change on page 27, and you'll note this throughout the budget, is a transfer from Miniluk, from the various grant program BRUs, over to a new one that's created in the back. Consistent with what went on last year. And the year before was, or just the first year?
Last year was the first year.
Well, they plugged everything back into the regular state operating budget again, and we plugged it back out. I think everybody understands that, what it is.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sackett, did you make any attempt as you went through to evaluate possible impact of budget cuts, or was that even up for discussion at that time?
Oh, yeah, we haven't made any...
You haven't made any
budget cuts that we would not have to evaluate their effect.
Pardon me? I mean, I'm talking about what the federal budget might do in areas of where we might have major concern if action's not taken to provide some kind of contingency.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Jesus, you know, by the time we get out of here, we'll be back in January.
Yeah.
It'll be 6 months, and we
yeah.
can immediately get a supplement yeah. through. But there's nothing that's going to occur in this budget. And I feel, for the first time again, very confident that the figures that they came in with and the figures that we approved, for the most part, which are the government's figures, are really good, solid figures.
Good.
Okay, on page 27, there was that 6,200 that went to the Manila BRU. On page 29, 91.1 went to the Manila BRU. And you'll find when we get there that this all washes out with the exception of one addition, which I'll mention when we come to that. General relief left at 900,000. You'll recall that there has been a lot of discussion recently with the government, with Reagan's recommendations on general relief and how it applies to American Indians. And that is not reflected here at all because that hasn't been settled. There are going to be numerous court cases against the federal government about the special relationship of American Indians to the federal government. And it may well be that there won't be any effect here once that's all done. Again, I might also note that when we come to the Department of Labor CEDA programs, we've left the governor's recommendations, although the governor is coming over with a budget amendment, and he hasn't done it yet. We've been waiting now for 3 or 4 weeks, and I think by the time it comes, we'll probably be in a free conference, if it comes at all. Okay, next page is page 35. Here's a budget amendment for 29.7, and I can read it to you if you want. It's the Energy Assistance Program, BRU, increase, workforce, please amend, 29.7, personal services for the Energy Assistance Program, BRU. The funding source shall include 14,009 additional general fund match and 14,800 general fund. In addition to that, we took out 52,000, which goes to the Manila BRU. Next page is page 38. Again, we took a 2% vacancy factor in this BRU. Last year, actual was 1.8%. We added the budget amendments to Manila for 161.2, four full-time positions, and then transferred 161.2 to the Manila BRU. In addition to that, at the request of Senator Fratullo, we changed the location of positions 2 and 19 to Palmer from Wasilla, replaced the two clerk 3s in Wasilla with one eligibility worker 2 in Palmer. The net change is 2,700 and the reduction of one permanent full-time position. Page 41, again transfer 3.3 to Manila. Page 45, recommend the governors. However, the position count recommending, that's not right. One position. But I have the governor as two.
John, that's that one we transferred back to adult and aging where it was being used under the homemaker program.
Okay, position two is transferred to adult and aging component. And that's on page 91, so it'll show up there. It's because of their reorganization. Page 47, governor's daycare. Page 49, the increase here is $40,000, which was a request from Senator Holman for a $40,000 grant to the Quiflock Children's Shelter for operations and renovations.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Yeah.
You come in here?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got two...
Why don't you give me a...
Which page? 49, I believe. I have two items I'd like to include in that category, I think.
I still don't know what these are in.
That's not in. pretty busy.
It was funded in HB 60 last year, and it didn't get carried forward. That's not happening.
We need to separate that.
That's not happening.
We don't, do we know which page we're on? Maybe you can get them.
Okay, this one is where we're at. Where we're at right now. This is in the capital budget.
Right. And that's not before us today.
We have to get through this one. Okay, and this wants to go to county regional fair, so that's the thing.
Then we're going to get to it over. Where did
it go?
You have some amendments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think this is the appropriate place. I have two items that I want to include, and we're distributing them right now. One is for the Family Connection Program in Anchorage for a total of $60,000.
Was this already in here?
No, it isn't. And one is the Anchorage Child Abuse Board. For,
that's in here.
It's already in here?
Well, let's read that language. I read it rather hurriedly, but are we looking at 81?
Anchorage Child Abuse Board, 79,000.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Before we get too far, the intent that you see in front of you on page 48 is last year's intent. That's not in here right now.
Okay.
Not all of this stuff is in here.
I don't think
I have. Well, I don't have a copy. We need one here.
I gave you my whole thing. If you have a copy, give me a copy.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I need one on the Family Connection.
I might have received a couple of days ago. I was just going through my inbox.
I'm fine.
Tell me that the Child Abuse Board would go further back?
No, it would go right here. It's not in there either. It was funded last year in HB 60.
Do you have any comments on that, Senator Sachs? Let me ask the question. Is this been in the budget before? Or has this been, how was this funded last year?
House Bill 60 had the Child Abuse Board.
It wasn't used as a base this year, then?
No.
Child Abuse Board was in the budget in FY 80. And then in FY 81, it was in HB 60, and this year it's not included.
It's not in the base.
Right.
And we had to run these off early yesterday in order to get everything ready. Yeah. So I went through my out basket afterward, and I found these here. So that's why they're not in.
Mr. Chairman?
I just started listening.
I just wanted to say, I support both of these programs. Matter of fact, I've made a request. What happened on the Child Abuse Board, it's my understanding, and God only knows what happens to these agencies and how they get funded, but that Health and Social Services is very supportive of the program, but through some reason, since they were funded outside, they thought that's how the game was played, is instead of going to through the department. And
you'll find that.
It's really sad.
You'll find it every year.
It's wrong.
Anything that the legislature adds is very rarely put into the base. Unless the administration just loves it.
Well,
and you forget from year to year, you know, what what wasn't there, what wasn't there before. Okay, do you have a motion?
You have a motion.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. I'll do them separately. I'd like to move that we include $60,000 for the Family Connection Program.
Is there any objection? If not, adopt it.
And I'd like to move $665,000 for the Anchorage Child Abuse Board.
Any objection? Not adopted.
Thank you very much.
Do we hold this open, Mr. Chairman?
You want it open?
Right.
Okay.
First one.
Yeah.
We'll hold this one open at the request.
I want to check something.
Okay.
Page.
Next page is on page 55. There was a transfer of $79,000 again to the Manila BRU, and then there was a true intent. We had, as you'll note below, about the same intent. Mostly just to save money, plus you get a better program, in my opinion, by putting people in foster, children into foster homes rather than into institutions. And we save millions of dollars by that method.
Well, Mr. Chairman, does that account for the $2.5 million change, Senator?
That plus, let me pass out. Do you have extra copies of the budget amendment?
No, I don't. I just had the one that
well, just a brief explanation.
It's mostly on full cost of care hearings. They had a decrease.
Yeah, they decreased their average daily rate from $145.78 to $105.63, based on actual to date up through April, or I mean March.
Any further questions?
That's amazing.
Page 61, again, there's a reduction here. We reduced inflation 76, transferred the balance in line to line 07 of $109,000, and then we took commodities and transferred that all to grants and claims. And there's a reduction based on the department's estimate of April 9th, 1981 of $746,000. And this they go along with and they agree to. Okay, Social Services, page 65, South Central Region, recommended $2,742.7. And we deleted all those positions with the exception of one. One permanent full-time position plus three upgrades. That was the only difference.
Mr. Chairman,
Go ahead, Senator.
Does any of this reflect an effort to try to decentralize their organization?
Okay, no.
You. Did you see in the process, did you find where they're making any efforts to do that?
My personal experience, but Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, is that they're still going toward centralization.
Yeah, they're trying, but it's starting to decentralize more and more. Yeah, every year it gets a little more decentralized because as it grows, they can't handle it all from one area, and so they start delegating more authority out. And they are setting people up in offices to make some of the program decisions that go on out there. Some of the critical decisions still have to be made here, but it's just a process that seems to be evolving, and there's no choice.
And that, did I understand you did all these new positions were disallowed?
We deleted the one full-time position plus three upgrades.
Okay, I allowed one. Thank you very much.
We allowed one position. Northern Region, we allowed one position, social worker in Barrow, disallowed the one part-time position in Tope. No other change. Oh, and I should mention, we restored the Social Services Association in Enana for 22.4. Page 69, recommend 444.7, no new positions. Western, recommend the governors. Page 73, recommend 481.7. This will be transferred 98.8 to Manila, plus there's a budget amendment that the governor has here for 8,400. Southern Region, recommend the governor's figure. Page 79, recommend the governor's figure in central office. Likewise on page 81. Okay, here we find finally all those transfers that come in. On page 83 to Manila, and in addition, we added 88.4 on top of all of the 996.7 transfers that we find from the other categories.
Can we hold that just a second? Let me.
And, let's see, right. Do you want to discuss it now, or are you just going to hold it?
No, I don't want to hold it. I just want to look at it.
Okay. You'll see in the explanation where they were transferred from.
Mr. Chairman?
Mm-hmm. Senator Sturgeon.
Senator, most of these actually are formula, or a good number of these are formula payments, aren't they? I mean, they're based on numbers of people and so on.
Half of them.
Half of it is?
Yeah. For example, old age assistance, aid to disabled, but and no, in fact, that's about it, because all of the others are based primarily on their portion. Like staff development is not a formula, eligibility determination is not. That's just number of people that they had allocated previously for that particular region.
Aid to the blind would be.
Aid to the blind would be, aid to disabled. And
how about foster care?
Old age. No, foster care would not be a formula. It would be formative to the extent you have so much per person.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
John, are these services, are they spread out all over the state? Where is the location of this?
Manila?
Yes.
Manilik would, again, is Senator Ferguson's Nana Region District, Northwest District.
But I mean, is it, are they all in one town, or is it all in Kotzebue?
Oh, no, it's in Kotzebue and the Kobuk Valley, and
there's 11 villages.
11 villages total. And it's worked this year, and it's in my estimation, it's worked extremely well.
And if I understood what was said here, that the state, are they not going along with us in the sense that they refuse to put it in the budget that way?
No, they couldn't put it in the budget.
Okay, they couldn't carry it in the budget this year because as a continuation, because appropriation didn't exist last year, because after free conference, I dropped the appropriation. The figure was moved and it was approved and it just didn't appear in the bill. And so...
what will happen next year?
It'll appear as a continuation item.
Yeah, it should be all pulled out for this year and then you should never see it pulled out again. It should be in its own BRU.
When we do the health budget, there's one in there for Manalik and the health budget and it was there last year and it is there this year.
Okay, page 87. Excuse me a second. Oh, okay. We've got that open. Why don't you give it to Sandra Lies? Then when it's on that youth services,
right.
And then when we go back to it, then you can make a motion. Okay, page 87, recommend the governor's figure. Page 91, again, here, recommend that just the clerk typist and shout out the assistant director.
Shout out.
Page 93. Okay, we recommend the figure of $4,168.5. Of that amount, $2,414,700 is the homemakers, and the rest, there was 66.1 transferred to Manilik Homemaker Services, and we transferred what was in here of $1,950.4 to a new BRU called Domestic Violence, and you'll get to that soon. And that's the one that I want more discussion on, so that when we get there, you can...
One or 93.
And we are there on page 95. Okay, in domestic violence, the governor recommended a figure of $2,088.8, and we have, as you know, a request in... I don't have a drink with me right now. Do you have it, your request? Could you give me a copy?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's got it? I think everybody is familiar with it. If you want, we can get copies made up. But they have a recommendation for about twice that amount to $4 million for domestic violence. And this is something that I felt the whole committee should decide on.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ferguson?
Unless I'd like to add to the budget... They have 48,000.6 to the Manilik budget. I'd like to add 88.4. That would bring them up to 137. And that was a budget that we'd worked out.
Where are you, Frank?
On page 95. You'll notice that it was transferred to Manilik of 48.6.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Raise it from 48.
Oh, yeah, we took care of it, yeah. No, we took care of this problem. Okay, the recommendation that the Alaska Neck Group for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is $4,843,559. And you'll note from the intent that we have, there is some intent there. 50,000 of the 2088.8 will go to the Matsu Valley, blah, blah, and then you can see on down. That is an undesignated at 1764.8 of what the governor recommended.
Where is the Mat Valley? Oh, I see. Here.
Yeah, look up there under the end.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sackett, did you get some, input on this and take a look at the governor's program versus the request for $4.8 million?
I'm sorry, no, I didn't. It was one of those last year that, how shall I put it, gently. I don't think it got that much review last year and got put in.
At what level last year?
What did we add? We added 2 more million?
Yeah, last year, well, FY80's budget for this particular component was 540.3 thousand. Last year, governor's request was 540.3 plus some percentage factor, 10 or 11%, but they ended up with 1,805.9.
And
this is after the vetoes.
Yeah, what was before the veto?
He vetoed, I can't recall, I'd have to look it up again.
About a million and a half?
900,000, I believe.
Yeah, 900,000.
Mr. Chairman, Jerry, in other words, it was approximately at the level we see funded here last year prior to the veto, is that correct?
Are you going to move
it? It would be 17.
It would have been.
Plus 5, 2.2.
What would it?
It would have been about 2.5 last year, as I recall. It would have been about 2.5.
Last year, and
right.
Then it was vetoed down to
900,000, and then the request you see this year is the amount after vetoes plus 8% inflation, which equals 1,950.4. And then the additions where we have here is what you see under intent. The 150,000 for the Matsu Valley, and 137,000 for the Arctic Women in Crisis Center in Barrow. The 173,000 or 137,000 for Bering Sea was already part of the governor's request and doesn't require any additional funds. It's just stated in intent.
Mr. Chairman, I would appreciate an opportunity to have this kept open for one day so we can.
I intended to hold it open.
Okay.
Let's just keep it open and then continue on.
It's Mr. Chairman, I just want to make a recommendation here. There's a possibility that you'll just adopt what's been recommended. I'd like to have Bering Sea reduced to 142.6.
Bering Sea? Women's group?
Yeah. It's at 149 right now.
No.
It's 137.
It's 137.
Oh, 137. Well, I'd like to add to 5.6 thousand.
To one what? I'm sorry. Could you figure again? Increase it to 142.6.
And this is because they have to move out of the current shelter that they have, and it's increase in rent.
Now, I suspect we leave this open. It's a very emotional type thing, and I don't want to get involved in it.
Mr. Chairman, why?
But I know where it's going to end up in the end. Okay, the next one is on page 103. Aging grants. The increase here is at a request. There's two things here. One is a request for the Bristol Bay Senior Center from George Holman for $271,000. Plus, you'll note on the funding sources that they were changed, but not that dramatically. I mean, they were changed dramatically, but the net effect is about the
same.
What
page are you on?
Page 103.
And that's George Holman?
Yeah, 271 for the Bristol Bay Senior Center. The next one would be on page 107. Only change from the governor is recommending transfer to Manila for $307,000.
Just one moment.
What was the change? Oh, transfer to Manila.
102.
Explanation
on
102.
271.
Yeah. Oh,
you
I just put the page number down so I could go back and.
Okay, next page 111, quality control, recommend the governor's figure.
I think there's a number of people that want that.
Okay, on page 113 and 115, those are offsets for Title 10. And so that puts us on page 119.
Mr. Chairman, I'm trying to learn. What do you mean an offset?
Jerry, you want to explain to us?
What happens is for the social services budget, it's all generally funded. And the federal government in the past would come in and offset a certain amount of your social services in a lump sum.
Okay.
And so what the offset does is reduces general fund by $5 million and increases federal funds by $5
million. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Now, on page 117, so you get a general idea of where we are, and that's, I think, probably best than going to HBRU. You'll note that the governor recommended $27,274,000, and we recommended the same. Now, under funding sources, the majority of that, as you can see, is federal funds, and it's all in the CETA-related oriented type programs. Again, as I indicated before, the governor may be coming down with an amendment, but so far he hasn't. And so what I just did is, for the time being, just approve what the governor recommended, with one exception, and that's on page 119. It's my recommendation that we do change the source of funding for 7 CETA positions and 8 food stamp on this page. And you can see it in this funding source change. That doesn't show.
The funding source change is from 81.
I'm sorry.
And then where we're at now.
Okay, from 123.7 to 412.2.
I'm afraid I haven't found you here.
Okay, look under funding source.
On 119?
On 119, yes. You'll see under funding source,
okay.
Federal receipts, and then general fund for fiscal year 81 was 123.7,
mm-hmm.
And we're recommending an increase up to 412.2. And the reason that I'm doing this is that I think in a very small way it would help in some of the problems that we're having in transition. It certainly doesn't take care of the major problem. On page 121, the only change here is that a portion of that went to another BRU, but I don't have an analysis. Jerry, from 153, source of funding again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we took the governor's figure on page 120. Which page are you on, 121?
Yeah, just for your notation, under full-time people, their continuation would have been 153 people. It went back to 146. That went to another BRU. It didn't.
Yeah, the Department of Labor systematically yearly transfers positions around. And it's every year they're trying to reallocate for crosswalks in the federal system. They're running two accounting systems there. And they end up
really
with less, in total, they end up with less positions than they had last year.
Okay, page 123, recommended governor.
Excuse me just a minute, Mr. Chairman. On the unemployment insurance, the federal receipts there, are we pretty well assured of losing those too, or having a cutback, or do we know what the status will be?
Absolutely unknown. I think, you know, so many people right now have assumed that because the president said that there would be a cutback, that there in fact is, and it just hasn't occurred yet. And I'm not willing to say, you know, based upon what the president recommends, it's like the governor recommending to us. And so I've kept everything in there for the most part.
Thank you.
Okay, next page of any changes, page 125, just an explanation in receipt of services. Those funds come in from the municipality of Anchorage, and so if they don't get it, we don't get it. But for the time being, it's included. No changes on page 129. Page 135, recommend again, data processing, governors. Page 137, nothing new.
What are you giggling about?
Seems like he's been through this before.
Mr. Chairman, he told you he was going to run.
Page 141, really do a stop me if you do have any questions.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
But going back to
we're almost done with the book.
Page 4.
We'll go back to page 4.
Mr. Chairman, I feel at about midnight, I'm going to say, whoa,
yeah.
Now I know what we did.
I personally like this way of moving on because I don't think a lot of that is, we can talk some of this to death.
But. Yeah, it's later, you can worry about it.
Okay, page 141, Commissioner's Office. Recommend the governor's figure. There's really nothing exciting in any of these.
I'm not sure I wouldn't know.
Page 145, Administrative Management Services, Department of Labor, recommend the governor's figure. The same on page 147. Okay, page 149. We reduced it by 75,000 because they, again, had put this into their base, and it was a one-time appropriation from last year, which is to study the unemployment in the lower Yukon and Kuskokwim region. It was not a continuing program, so that's why we came out with the recommended figure of 481.4. Now, on page 151, this is Recommendation I have, I had to create a new BRU. I'd like to request $60,000 as a grant to the Upper, that's supposed to be Upper Tanana.
Okay.
Upper Tanana Development Corporation for a local hire study. Last year I appropriated $25,000 and it was insufficient, and so they saved the monies, and if we get this passed, what they intend to do is to work primarily with Northwest Gas Pipeline and trying to determine the employment picture up in that region. And they're going to be working with ISER.
Do you have one of these?
Page 155, Alaska Plan.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'd like to leave this open here.
Alaska Plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's one.
Okay, next page would be 159. Again, these are tax exemptions. Nothing much we can do about them. Same way on 161. Same way on 163.
No, I don't.
165. Now we get to child assistance.
For this one.
Okay, page 169. The only change that I recommend here is that the daycare allocation, this is legislative intent, the daycare allocation include $80,000 for the Mountain View Latch String Program. I don't know, take it out of your allocation.
No, it's coming out of yours.
I never heard of it.
Well, that's from Mountain View.
Elias made the request.
What's from Mountain View?
That's in Sitka, isn't it?
Is that Tim Kelly? Yeah,
it's actually
Brad.
Who's
Kelly?
We're on page 169.
Let me ask. Was this put in by the, kind of the, was this a House request or
when he and I were working together,
he wanted it in.
He wanted it in. I figured quite fight it. It's just an allocation of a. It's not an increase.
Pardon?
It's my understanding, Senator, that they're doing the same thing over there, that they're keeping account of those things. So maybe he'll count that off.
I'm sure, as chairman, he can get away with it.
Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
I have a request. It supposedly has been handed out for a grant for, I think it will come under this section, Community and Regional Affairs. Could you hand that out, please? It's a grant for suicide information referral.
Is this that prevention crisis?
Well, let's take a look at it. My figure is $251,744.
For your information, this is where they would all go if you have anything. There's like prevention crisis and all those different things.
Have you had this one come through? It would be a crisis.
No. No, I haven't. I'm just recognizing from last year where they went and stuff like that. I'm giving you a warning or giving you an opening. This is where it would go.
Mr. Chairman, I would move for inclusion of this item.
For the purpose of discussion, just a moment, Senator, what is the amount of that?
$251,744.
Yeah, I just said that. A computerized information and referral service for people who won't commit suicide.
Mr. Chairman, this is an ongoing, or it's a program that has been in, received dollars from the state before, and what they're doing now is to computerize all of the resources, really almost on a statewide level. It's widely used in the Anchorage area.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Jerry. You said you were going to. This program has been around for a few years, right? We're talking about suicide prevention. Did you get a copy of it?
No, I didn't.
I believe it has. I'm a little unsure which one it is. I was just wondering if you could give us a little background. I think it's a worthy program. It seems to me like it's about time it be in the operating budget, and we don't have to make a special request like this.
Mr. Chairman, why don't we keep this one open and give people a chance to take a look at it and come back on that one?
Mr. Chairman,
I have just distributed a program on the Anchorage Association for the
Excuse
Education.
Excuse me, I got ahead of everybody. Which one are we keeping open?
Keep open CRA. We would add
page 169.
169
or 68.
That's the page where we're at now. If
okay,
we were to,
but it would all be new BRUs in this area.
Right, we'd add a new BRU, new
but
page.
For your just so we don't make any mistake, 168 and 169 itself are closed, but it would be
a new
additions to in this area for new BRUs.
Okay, and Mr. Chairman, I'm requesting I guess then a new BRU for this Anchorage Association for the Education of Young Children.
No, I didn't have that one.
That's the one you were just looking at, 251. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
That's 135,000. You should have just been passed on.
Oh, I see. Anchorage Association of Young Children.
Everybody got a comment? This is for the training of the teachers that work with the daycare students.
Just one, Senator. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
This is for a training program for the people that work with daycare youngsters to get them to prepared to function as daycare assistants. It's an ongoing. It was established last year, and I've heard good things about it. I haven't had any firsthand exposure to it, but I've heard good things about it. And the Department of Health and Social Services has even indicated they're very impressed with the job that they're doing. So,
okay.
Now, is that going to be considered left open, and we'll come back to it for all of these?
Well, whatever the committee wants to do. I'm not holding it open for any particular reason, I think, didn't I have a request here a moment ago to hold some of these open until we close them up?
So far, as far as I know, we've had the crisis
in this one.
Yeah, only just, yeah.
Who asked to have suicide information open?
I asked to have that held.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay. Okay, that's one BRU, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That would be a separate BRU, that's open. Right.
Okay, now did you make
a... I'd like to make a motion then that we include the Anchorage Association for the Education of Young Children for $135,000.
Motion before us. Is there any objection? Not, it's adopted.
Okay, I made I went too rapidly over my own area, and I might at this
back.
Point in time. I request for the operating budget for the creation of an employment center in Galena. And again, this would be one of those where the state would contract with an entity, a nonprofit entity. And I pass that out. I think everybody has a copy. And I'd like to see if I could get it approved, and then Jerry can shove it in the right place.
You make a motion?
I make a motion.
Any objections? Not adopted.
Yeah, you can have mine.
You're running up an awful big tab here, sir.
No, I haven't. What have I added today?
I've added all this on the second
steps. Well, he charged you for all that tourism yesterday, you see.
Well,
that's good for at least 30 days.
you got charged with a part of that one.
Page 171. Head Start assistance. For your information, and I'm recommending the governor's figure. However, there is a request, and you may see it later on, for a total of $3.9
million
for Head Start throughout the state.
You mean on a budget amendment or something that may come down?
No, not budget amendment. It's a request from legislators to absorb more of federal cutbacks in Head Start. Senator, I keep forgetting I'm not chairman anymore.
Identity crisis.
Please forget it.
Please forget it. Yeah, please.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. Chairman, I have a budget request under Head Start for $442 Elam, St. Michael, Shakur, Diamond, and Mervyn Mission. And I've moved the inclusion of that into the Head Start provision.
I
leave you $6.30.
Yeah. Now, would this be a separate BRU?
No, it would go under
just under Head Start? Grants.
Yeah, it would be added to the 1-2.
That's considered 1-2-2-6-9?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm to bring that to 1-6-6-8. I got to write that down for Ferguson. Keeping an account there.
Okay.
He made a motion. Is there any objections to the motion? If not, it's included.
You got that, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If I've forgotten anybody else's things that I didn't put in here, it's not because I purposely left them out. It's just that We had to run this thing off, and some of these things didn't get in.
You didn't put anything in there for Anchorage, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you?
You took care of Mountain View.
Yeah, 80,000 for cotton.
Okay, under CETA on page 173, again, through all of those, just recommending the governor's figure because it's so unknown at this point in time. And the majority, in fact, all of it is federal receipt, so if it doesn't come in, it doesn't go. The next item would be on page 185, again, all federal receipts. Okay, on... Senior citizen housing development, that's just governor's approved that. Then we go to CPC, recommend the governor's figure, general fund. And then the next two are debt service, approved those. So that would leave one, two, three openings.
There's four openings. This citizen participation project with rural camp has been they jointly funded, or is it all funded by state?
I think it's all funded by state.
We have, Senator, it seems to me that, did you say there was one coming in for $3 million or something, possibly for what?
No.
Federal.
What if, you mean on, there's a request in from rural CAP and a lot of the communities throughout the state for a tremendous increase in Head Start for the state to pay for
That's kind of going to be a policy decision of what we're going to do with federal funds.
So I just kind of went along with the governor for the time being, but I'm sure we're going to get that request through before the full committee at some point in time. I might mention that how we got involved in Head Start to begin with was a number of years ago, all the funds were federal, but there were some communities that didn't meet the guidelines that they have for low income. And so the state wanted to pick those up. I remember Tope was one of those type of examples. Because they had a higher income bracket, the state started getting into supplementing the existing federal Head Start program. Now, it's a policy question whether or not we want to continue it.
Wait, I'm going to go back to on the domestic violence and sexual assault part, where we have $4 million, another $5 million going in. Now, has there ever been any hearings or anything on this, or did we just put it in based on this piece of paper?
I don't know. If you want to hold full committee hearings, I think it would be very good.
No, I mean, or a bill or something being introduced. Or should they have committee hearings, or should we hear it here?
I think it's an important enough... Well, I think that back now. Have there been hearings in the House side or in the Senate, any other committees? On any portion of your recommendation? Yeah, that was it. I remember that, but on our side, there never has been.
Mr. Chairman, another question. Has there been an attempt to write legislation to set the parameters of this program?
And doesn't that move it from health services over to public safety? Yeah, along with some other things.
There is, if I understood, there is something going on that now?
On the House side, yeah.
All right. But we had the same thing with the Alaska 84, you know, the fair. Those are the type of things for the temporary, but there's really not much of a hearing that's ever been had on them. And I wanted them to put in some kind of legislation or hearing or something before we... It's all right to put it in. I'm glad to hear there's something going on that one.
The health category should take about, we should be done by tomorrow morning before session. There's more changes than this. The savings is greater than what I was able to get out of this place because most of this is just a formula. And there's not much you can do.
What was your total savings, Senator?
Well, before you guys started in on it, it was $3
million. We probably broke out about right.
Mr. Chairman.
Had four. Senator Simpson.
What then is your thought on how we'll approach this, the proposal from the for the shelter groups?
You mean
Yeah, is it your intent that we hold a hearing and spend some time looking at that?
Well, we held it open because, number one, Senator Bennett's not here, and I'd want to talk with him on it. It's his operating budget. But I think there's a number of questions I, for one, would like to ask along those lines, and I don't want those comments to imply that I'm not for or against the program. It's the same questions you'd have if we put money in for the Alaska 84 fair. I still, that's a long way from being final, the purpose of the budget. That's one thing, but I really think some of those things need more than just, you know, being a motherhood issue with just a piece of paper. That's why I was glad to hear that there's going to be some enabling legislation as we go along. So you can justify a figure of, oh, I think you find a figure of $440,000 for some club in Anchorage. I want to know a little more than just that figure. You know, we have to have some backup for it. Senator Lassen?
Chairman, could we go back to...
Oh, your child
youth services?
Right. Page 49.
49.
This particular program, we've had some discussions with Senator Sackett upon this program, and through the press of business, I imagine it was left out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's, I don't have any problem with that, I understand. But I think we should just take a minute on page four, the second page four, if you could read the problem. And I think it pretty well zeroes in on not only Angoon, but other Native villages in my district. And it's a very serious problem. I don't know if this is going to be the solution, but we're going to have to address the problem of alcoholism, have to address the problem of just, as a society turned loose, they're searching. And I've talked a number of times to the director of this program, who is a very capable person, and we're hoping that by having a pilot program in this particular village, that maybe we will resolve some of these social problems we're having.
Mr. Chairman? Senator Sackett, on that question, you brought up for some discussion one day the total amount of dollars in alcoholism uh-huh. and the fact that this year you're coming in with somewhat, I don't know, from 16 down to 14 million or something. And in that particular, well, no, I think, you know, whether
well,
that's
I
true.
Well, I was by the time I got done with all the individual requests, though.
Okay, but on the point, let's say you're not, but is that the appropriate place? They were to have a category that would... talk to this kind of recreational preventive type thing, and isn't this the kind of a program that would fit under that?
Is this only alcohol and drug abuse alternatives?
That is one of the big problems, but there's other social problems mixed into it. The lack of communication between the family group mm-hmm. and that particular age.
It seems like there are a lot of
those people in the villages. They're going through a dramatic change, and they're lost.
Mr. Chairman, I support it. I also think that it sounds like it might well fit into
I think honestly it can go under either.
Uh-huh. It's fine with me. I support it.
But it ends up in the same department, you know, and same people.
What are we supporting? Have you had a handout or something?
Yeah, he had passed out a handout, and the request is for a City of Angoon Youth Services program for
$154,740.80. All right. Yeah, we can... I want to read this. You're not going to move it right at the moment, are you?
I intend to insert it in budget for sometime today.
Yo.
I think it would certainly should leave it.
I think, did we accept that $665,000?
Yes.
That was accepted, right.
Yes.
You didn't read that either.
He just reached the cheap ones. Yeah. Do you see what he did with that 84?
Are you moving it? I'll read it later. I can read it.
No, no. It's not unusual for the villages of Cape Carangoon or even, you know, for suicide of the ages between 15 and 18. It's not unusual for these people to, you know, a lot of things which we think are unusual in our society here is a common day occurrence there.
So the computer doesn't go to hell. Could you knock off the 80 cents?
Like the conservative,
for the ease of all of these things, I would like to request that when we see a request like 154 of 740.80, we make it 154.7. I think the nearest 100.
Knocked out $40.
Yeah.
We can make 155,000, period, if you.
Oh, God. If I were you, Dick, I'd smile.
Do you move it?
Mr. Chairman, I move $154,700 for that program.
No.
I just think it looks like
okay,
great
so
program.
Do we keep this open?
Yes.
I think
do you still want to keep it open?
Please.
Okay.
So we've taken care of this one?
Yes.
All right.
Anything else to come before the committee? It's nearly 3 o'clock. If not, we'll adjourn until 8:30 in the morning.
And we'll finish up.